But just,
yeah,
not tonight. That's why I'm giving you shit.
I got this strategy ready to call me.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
It's on. Hey, call the meeting order. Consider modifications to the agenda.
Okay, so we got a few things to modify. First, we want to consider changes to the lease agreement for the rec area with the school board. Two, we want to add a change to the usage of the pilot money, the payment in lieu of taxes we get from the federal government, which you guys have a right to redirect in whatever direction you need. And three, personnel issues.
Yeah, I don't know if the really issues
again?
Matters.
Yeah, okay. Well, that matters and issues are interchangeable. So
because we're not
do it first.
I'll make a motion.
Second?
Greg, second. Yeah, I did.
All concur.
Aye.
Okay, so first thing you want, can we call Christine Gooderman up for the?
Yes.
We'll deal with that first.
Yep.
Okay, so that would be the,
number five.
Jumping in over here, but this is an easement for Green Mountain Power.
Aye. Christine, you got a seat if you'd
okay.
like.
Thank you.
If you do, sit
with yeah,
it's just
yeah. annoying, just let us know, you know.
Okay. Well, really, the only thing I need is Mr. Al to sign this easement, being the chair. So Green Mountain Power is going to be redoing some of the lines along Stratton-Arlington Road. One of the things that's going to happen is a pole will be placed in the front road right-of-way, and an anchor will fall on Stratton Town property. So that's what the easement is for, is utility usage. So it's just an anchor. So an anchor attaches to the pole, stabilizes it, and it has one of those yellow guards on it. So
whereabouts is it?
It's, I believe it's closer to the road on that side.
Okay.
I have the map here, so I shouldn't guess.
Should have brought my map, because I was thinking of yours. Here, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
I'm Boomer.
You're Boomer? You want to sign your easement along here?
Maybe. So there's a pole there. You're going to just, I assume the anchor, because there already is an anchor on that pole, but you're putting in a new pole, so the anchor's going to be a little bit further away from the pole or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just repositioned.
There's one on my property. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's probably got a bunch of them.
I like that name.
Thanks.
Is it a family name?
It is. It's an old family name.
Yeah. See, I'm just trying to find it. Bear with me. Here we are.
Oh, well, I got you.
So that's the town property.
Okay, it's this pole here.
Mm-hmm.
Those are beautiful.
Yeah.
Those actually, sorry. It's
this pole.
Have you noticed?
So.
So.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The two buildings.
So it's right out there.
Yeah, yeah. There is a stake. My designer did put a stake out there, but you guys have had a ton of snow, so I don't know if it's.
Yep.
Been overtaken with plowed snow.
Yeah, that way it doesn't go in front of a town sign, does it?
It shouldn't, no.
Okay. Al might cut it if it does.
Might.
Where's the town sign?
Right in the corner.
Right there.
It shouldn't. No, because that's in the parking lot.
Is that what the... No, that's not the parking lot.
That's not the parking lot?
The parking lot's probably, like, here.
Okay.
You know, the driveway is... There's a pole right on the corner of the driveway, right here. So the driveway is right here, because I think this is also town. This is town property, and this is town. Does this building sit on two lots, technically?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they extended it. It was
an old original lot, and then it was
added on when we...
And then the town...
These aren't... Bought
some additional
these aerial
land
maps
to do
aren't
separate.
Gospel.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's
yeah.
off. It's askew.
Yeah.
More often than not, so...
So... Just for my own reference, what are these? Oh, are these the feeds going into each
mm-hmm.
building?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, likely single phase.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, so they're just strengthening the wires. A lot of them are coming down. They're doing tree wire rather than what they have now.
I got to tell you, what you guys have done has made a big difference as far as power.
Well, we haven't lost it. I was thinking about that this morning.
Yeah, the wind was more than 5 miles an hour. I went, all right, get ready to put the
last big windstorm, you could
too bad.
Yeah, we didn't lose power in that last big storm.
I can't remember the last time we lost power.
It'll be this weekend.
What are you doing?
It'll be this weekend.
You know, I'm really kicking people in the ass, but I like to pat them on the back when necessary. So,
I mean, sometimes it's good.
I'm just saying, it's working.
Thank you.
It's working well.
I'll let my people know. Yeah we did Mountain Road, I think, and the people there were extremely happy.
Yeah.
I mean, just to have power up there. So.
You saw whatever the hell was going on in East Jamaica, and that's great. Yeah, because that was where most of the problems originated, more so than here. But because
I know the circuit looped, and it started in Townsend, at the Townsend Dam, and went all the way around. They're trying to shorten that distance.
Yeah. No, it's working.
Good. I'm glad.
So if everybody's satisfied with we just need the first and the second, and then Al can sign it for
you. I'll make a motion.
And you can notarize it
for the easement.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
second it.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
You got a pen?
Yep.
Yep.
Christine, do you have mine with you?
I do.
I'll sign it real quick, too.
Okay. Thanks for letting me hijack your meeting.
No problem. We get hijacked all the time.
Yeah. Good job. She's running away. So she doesn't get hijacked.
You don't have any for Marcucci, Young, or Peterson, do you?
I don't know. Do I send letters to them?
I don't think I got one.
Marcucci sounds familiar, though.
That's me.
Did you get a letter, Greg?
About amusement on your property?
Yeah. They already put one on my property. I got the little Jaguar with the yellow man. We did that a while ago.
Yes.
Month's almost over already. Month is almost over.
So, yeah, the second thing is, what do we want to do? Do we want to go to deal with what Allison's here for? Or do you want to sit through the stuff for Steve?
I have to sit through his and a couple of the other things on here.
So we might as well. Steve was on first anyway, basically, because that's
Council Board's direct area.
Yeah, I don't mind staying. So.
Yeah, I want you to. And Shannon, sorry, she couldn't be here. She didn't get to leave.
What is your email address? I'm going to send Carl's.
Walker Frame.
She's the budgetary. She knows better than I know. I did the initial budget, and then she went back in.
I was hoping.
Well,
you'd be here.
She does a lot better than contracts.
I appreciate all of you. Thank you.
Better
than
fun. Thank you.
Yeah, she's like you underestimated here.
I'll take my phone with me this time.
That's good.
I lost my phone in one of the books. It was a thing.
In the vault?
Yeah.
And then it started ringing?
No.
No, I blame somebody else for taking it. It was even worse. It was not a good moment for me. All right, you guys. Thank you so much. If you guys have any questions, Ken can get a hold of me, but this won't all start till...
So you got to go on your phone? Or?
Yeah. But none of this will start until after everything's thawed out in the spring. So,
okay.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Okay. So, what am I doing next?
So, the next thing is Town Forestry Rec Area Trails and Projects Update and Continuation of Discussions. And I believe... you want to have a motion going to executive session at this point, or
do you want to do the town? Are we talking the town forest, or are you talking the
town forest? Would probably
we're
going to
do the
quicker.
Town forest first, I think,
and then the rec area we can do the budgets and stuff out of.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think we should probably be in executive session.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Let's see. All right.
We're back on.
Next on the agenda is the
So, what we wanted to do is go into more rec area information. Is that what you wanted to do, Allison?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we have two pieces to the puzzle: Steve's presentation and then our newfound knowledge of what we might want.
So, to deal with Steve's issue first.
Okay. Sure.
So which are my issues? The
I don't know if we're gonna have papers in the building to write it all down.
Oh, you want the minutes to pay.
Why, thank you. Are we talking about the lease or are we gonna go over the budget for the actual grant?
Let's go over the budget. The lease kind of has two different sides to it now. So go over the budget first.
Okay. Do we have copies of the budget?
Did you bring them?
It looks like they're right there.
Is this what you want? Is that it?
I think so.
Is it just this one page?
Yeah.
And, okay. Is this what you...
Yeah, let me make a couple of copies of that. Then we can just go down each line item and make sure that we haven't underestimated for... which you'll be very helpful for.
I don't know about that part.
You'll be more helpful than I am. Because some of the stuff in the town I kind of guessed.
Do you want this too?
Hey Al, I don't ever want to hear about how small the font is on my budget ever again. Okay?
I'm so sorry. I just tried to it wouldn't scale like properly, and it was the only way to do it. I apologize.
No, we don't understand.
Al, I make a personal apology to you. I will never print another budget this small.
Good. Let's understand it.
All right, so
you have to do two pages rather than drag it all on one page, so nobody can see.
Me and the computer were not having a good time this afternoon. All right, so the first line item is the Act 250 permit work that we did for the RTP grant last year. So that is part of our match towards this project. They have us put in all the things that we did previously. We kind of expect that we're, based upon what we did for the Act 250 permit for the first grant, that we're going to have about 300 hours into this grant. That's another $11,000 that's towards our match. The project administration, you know, that's just making sure everything works correctly. That's a project match. Basically, all of those down to the town is a project match. Now, we put in an estimated 300 hours that the town might have to spend on the project because you have to do the actual reimbursements and filings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much time it's going to get to cost, nor how much you guys get paid to make the calculation. But if it's being done under salary, you know, already salary position, that time spent on it is accounted towards our match for the grant. So I kind of put that number in of, you know, almost, or Shannon did, for $10,000. I didn't know if that was right, close, reasonable.
I would say 300 hours is probably on the high side of what it would take to do what I need to do.
10 weeks.
We didn't want to underestimate.
You're going to need to hire an assistant for this. No. I think that's on the high side.
Don't you have two assistants in there every day?
What?
Don't you have two assistants in there every day?
I do, but they haven't worked on paperwork yet.
You know what the dog treats would cost for them to go to work?
Then land acquisition, 25-year acquisition costs. Shannon put in a dollar. I don't know what Bob's time was paid or worth, but that would count as a match if we have a better number on that. Relocation expenses, we didn't do anything. Architectural. Preparatory costs, that's basically going out, flagging, you know, getting everything ready to do the Act 250 permit. Basic engineering fee. Shannon put in a basic engineering fee for the pavilion if we would need it. I don't know that we're going to. You know, there's not much engineering with the steel building. But she put something in there in case we might need that. I'm also going to try and really nail down the quotes for that over the next month, so that we have a better idea. You know, we've kind of rough estimated. You know, you can get the kit for whatever it is, and then trying to find a company. There aren't many companies in the area that install the metal buildings, I found out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of companies like down in Connecticut and stuff, but nothing here locally.
Rob Wadsworth has connections with steel building people.
Oh, does he?
He's supposed to come in. He was supposed to come in quite a while ago and tell us, show us.
Yeah, I remember you guys.
We've been so busy with other stuff that we kind of postponed.
All right, so I'll reach out to him. And
speaking of the pavilion, isn't that the one cost you said we would be on the hook for up front?
Yeah.
In regard to that, we currently have about $96,000 in reserve that can be spent whenever you determine you want to construct said pavilion. So.
Because we budget.
We don't have to budget for. We budgeted over the last several years to set aside a little money each year. Mm-hmm. It's now in a reserve account, and whenever we build it, it can be spent.
If that was the case, and we wanted to spend that $90,000,
mm-hmm.
that means we could ask this. We had baked into this, you know, with all our volunteering and administration stuff, almost $100,000 or $90,000 for the pavilion,
mm-hmm.
and that was just based upon all our volunteer stuff. We could use that $90,000 as the match if we wanted to as well. I don't know how we would, you know, reconcile that with the budget. But if the town was already planning on spending some or part of that money,
mm-hmm.
we could use that as a potential match
okay.
with it. Let me make a note of that. Because, I mean, that also opens up the possibility that we could do a bigger pavilion or more elaborate pavilion.
Okay.
We could spend a little more time, you know, potentially talk with Wadsworth and be like, where are we going to end up? Let's see. Fees, that's just all match stuff. Site work. So, ground prep for the pavilion, you know, I didn't realize that we had that money. I had said that town roads and volunteers potentially would do the site prep, you know, for the pavilion going up.
Good thing Chris is here.
He doesn't actually have COVID. He just knew we were discussing
it. We can change or modify that number, or, you know, there's the additional funds that have already been saved towards that. To just pay whatever.
If we do a pavilion over the basketball court, it would give you much ground prep.
That was the other question I had is, where do you want to do the pavilion? Do you want to do it over the...
I want to do it over the basketball court.
You want to do it over the basketball court?
I don't know if everybody's on board with that or not.
I mean, you have the volleyball court and the basketball court. Those are probably the two spots.
And we use the basketball court for... ice skating.
Right.
But the weather's been so crappy the last 3 years, it can't do anything.
This would have been a good year.
It didn't work this year.
Yeah.
But by putting the building over that, it keeps all the snow off it, keeps all the crappy rain that comes on it.
Oh, would you want to keep it, because I know a lot of guys go up there and play basketball. Would you want to keep the
pavilion? Keep the basketball, yeah.
How high would this roof be if you had?
20 feet.
That's all you need.
Yeah, I mean,
a steel arch beam building, no problem.
Well, you could just do the posts a bit higher, you know, to get the clearance you want.
Yeah.
Because I had thought about, maybe getting one of the stonemasons to come in and do, the lowers and the footings for the grid, the columns, so they look kind of nice, not just steel beams or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, but I can use that to go back and price a little bit more on the pavilions that we want to include that. The only thing that would mean is, well, no, because we would be leaving the basketball court, so we wouldn't have to do any site demo.
No.
We wouldn't have to do any stormwater.
Get the footings in for the building is all you need.
Yeah, and that would probably be a lot easier with the Act 250 permitting, because there's absolutely no disturbance.
Yeah.
So they might be really into that.
And there's going to be some disturbance. You're going to put in some pretty solid footings, but
it would be a minimal disturbance. You know, if we were going in there and ripping up the existing concrete and stuff, and then putting something in, that would be more of an impact.
Well, if you put concrete posts or big steel posts in the ground, you just drill your hole all the way down the solid ground and make a concrete
tube.
And put your steel on top of that.
No, I don't think that's.
And that makes a basketball court really multiple use.
It really does. It makes it
for the inside.
Especially with putting that into the grant application, that it's not just the pavilion community gathering area. It is an all-weather.
Multi-use building.
Yeah, an all-weather.
So make that ceiling high enough, because once I get my D's done,
I got
a lot of arms. I don't want to be hitting the freaking ceiling.
20 feet.
Okay. I as we're pricing it, I talked to Wadsworth, I'll look into that.
Yeah.
To bring in a lift to get all the graffiti where they want it.
We'll have a camera system.
I'm sure it'll get decorated fast. Yeah. We'll definitely have a camera system in there. All right. We got that. Demolition. I put in some money to do some new play features in the playground, because I heard people mention that before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which ones that we wanted to put in there. But it was 2,000 for the removal. Where is? And then when you get into construction, it's got the new play feature I put in. I think it was like $16,000. I could not believe how expensive those things are.
That's not cheap. Yeah.
It's really not.
Yeah.
There's like four or five companies that provide all of them. Yeah. The other thing, when Kelly Brush was there, not that they cared, but they noticed to get down to the playground, it was stairs. And
there's a ramp.
Is there a ramp?
Well, you can. Well, yeah, it's a road. You can drive down to it.
It was never really developed. Right off the left where the stairs it goes right down. You can drive down.
You can drive a car.
All right, so we can. So instead of
have the handrails.
Well, it doesn't need to have.
No. It's not a handicap ramp, but you can drive a car down to it.
Yeah. Because what I had said was initially that we would alter or realign it so that it wasn't a set of stairs, but if there's an existing way down, we can just say we're going to improve.
Yeah, it just needs to be developed.
Okay. Yeah.
It was always planned, but never developed.
Okay. Yeah, and that's easy to bang out in like a weekend.
Yeah.
And we can count that as a match, because me and Justin will go over there on a weekend and whatever, clean it up.
And the plan was to put a little gazebo down there or something for parents to sit in and watch their kids.
Oh, a shade structure?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll look at that.
Maybe put some linen with screens in to keep the bugs out.
Some place for the kids to sit down and play on their phones while their parents are out on the playground.
Yeah. Well, the good thing that...
No service there.
Unless you have AT&T, because I'm the only person that has service there.
You used to get Verizon on there.
Verizon
screwed up there.
Verizon's horrible. Yeah. And then...
The change.
Shade feature for... I guess the kids can use it too. Pavilion cat. We put in for picnic tables underneath the pavilion. I assumed that we would want some. Right.
Some kind of tables, yeah.
Now, since it's going to be on the basketball court, should we potentially look at picnic tables that are easy to move?
Either that or folding tables. You can put them on a rack and roll them off to the side someplace.
Oh, do a rack and then put them down in the garage or something like that?
No, we're going to move them that far, just off to the side.
Okay.
You would need a boatload of chairs and stuff too, right?
I think they do, I'll look, I do yeah. think they make like, not like cafeteria tables, but I think they make like movable, like yeah. stuff for...
Yeah. They make racks for folding tables to put a stand up on the
folding tables. You can also make ramps out of the snowboarders.
Yeah. Well, that's when they go away for the winter.
Well, that's what they put in up there.
Movable tables.
In that area.
All right, so I will price that out. What else do we have?
Exactly.
Yeah. Then we need like huge vat of Vaseline to smear over everything so the paint doesn't stick to it.
Does not sound like we're talking about a pavilion anymore.
No, we are. We're trying to get paint not to stick to everything.
Don't they make paint now?
They're going to spray paint.
That's like oil-based that they can... I would have thought somebody came up with that. We put in pavilion insulation because there's going to be some volunteer effort with that, so that was part of the match. Kiosk. We still need to put a new kiosk in at some point. A kiosk trail map, you know. The thing that, I guess, had gotten shot down.
Yeah, we had one there and somebody shot it down.
So we put a couple of grand in for that. So when we had Kelly Brush out there, a couple of the metal vehicle gates that we have, they were just shy of being wide enough that an adaptive cycle could get through. The one going up Old Town Road, it didn't look like... I'll get with Chris on this and talk to him about it. The one going up...
Cut the hoops and make the center section wider?
Yeah. Basically re-weld it. And then the one right in the parking lot that goes over to the picnic area, like that. Yeah. That one you can move the physical footings further out, but that one for Old Town Road, you've got the drainage on either side that you can't really move anything. So we just got to cut it and weld it.
I mean, it'd be cheaper and easier to just cut it and weld it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, I have a little 110 weld.
Your repeats on the dome?
I can bring that over and get that taken care of.
Well, he can do it too.
We play features, we got that. Installation. For the installation of the play features, I put in, you know, us or roads department doing it. Do we want to hire a contractor or do we want to do that internally if we're swapping out stuff?
For what?
The playground.
The playground should. He's not here. Fuck it.
I feel really bad now. Because I'm the one that's going to have to call him.
So all told.
We can probably do that at the playground.
So. Okay. So I'll leave that in. That'll be part of our match. The equipment is, you know, our excavator. Our buddy's letting us use another excavator. We also, worked with Southside Sales down in Massachusetts as our Bobcat dealer. They've hooked us up with Bobcat Corporate to do a Bobcat Tucson grant for all the equipment that we would need for the 3 years of the whole entire project. So skid steers, side-by-sides, whatever we need.
Like leases, you mean?
Well, I was talking to Brandon. It's really weird how they do it. They do it through their government sales office. I thought it was we would get the equipment for the season.
Right.
He's like, you would take ownership of the equipment for this course of the project for 3 years, and in 3 years they would take it back. I was like,
kind of a lease.
It was kind of a lease. Yeah. I was like, okay, he's doing some work with his people at Bobcat Corporate because I think only one other person in the country has ever done it as a grant. So he's trying to talk to them, but they'll donate a second excavator. You know, if we need a bigger excavator for putting up the pavilion, whatever that is, we would have access to that equipment. And that would count as towards $50,000, $60,000 of match towards the project. Miscellaneous grass seed, you know, I still have 2 bags of grass seed, you know, so we can reseed the crosstown trail.
You usually have something else in miscellaneous.
And then the state requires that we have a quote-unquote 20% contingency for the project. We could you know, in theory, say that's coming out, we have $10,000 in the bank, or there's 10, you know, they just need to feel that the money is there in case it was needed.
Okay.
I don't think we would need to approve a budget item, but that's...
We have fund balance available that would cover that, but... So that's just in case additional expenses come up?
Yeah. They like to see that in the grant that, hey, if something happens, you have the ability to deal with it, and it's not going to be a project stopper. And that is, as of right now, pretty much everything for the budget. I'll go back, work on the pavilion stuff, the playground stuff.
So my understanding after talking to you on the phone last week was that we aren't going to be on the hook for paying any of this until we actually receive the grant funds, at which point we would reimburse, I don't remember.
Oh, okay, so the way the reimbursement process works, it's a reimbursement grant. So, you know, for all the trail construction costs, VIMBA, our parent organization, has the disposable money to allow us to, you know, rent equipment, whatever, pay for our salaries for the trail costs. The only thing that the town would be responsible for is the pavilion.
Okay.
So, like,
you don't need to budget for any additional costs.
Right. Like, let's say the pavilion, you know, we had to spend, you know, $90,000 whatever up front. You know, then we were allowed to do reimbursements quarterly. So we would be able to get that money back. But that would be the only thing that the town would have to be reimbursed for.
Okay.
When we did the submission for the reimbursement, the state would issue the money for the trail stuff. That would then be paid to either us or VIMBA to pay back the money that we had put up front.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. So there's two ways to do this. We can either budget for this expense and notify folks that there's offsetting revenue that comes in, so it's really not going to have an impact on the tax rate, or it's a wash. But it's going to, if we have $1 million budget and then we end up spending $1.5 million because we undertook this huge project, it's going to look like we went over budget. Does that make sense? If we don't include the cost of this in our budget, our bottom line is going to look like we overspent. But if they look at the revenues, they'll say, oh, but we had grant funds that offset that overage.
Sounds like a plan.
So, are you good with not including this cost in the budget, with the understanding that it's really a wash, it's not going to have an effect on the bottom line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's all we had for the budget.
I think so.
Yeah, as long as
we're only on the hook for the pavilion, then the funds are there to cover that.
So. Yeah, I mean, and now when I rework this, like, I mean, we have, what is it, almost $200,000 in match towards this, you know, so we've got a little bit of play. And at the meeting that we had with Forest Parks and Rec last week, they said you could add more to the budget. Like, I don't think we want to be more than $250,000 because I saw a lot of the people doing other projects. And
aren't we already above that?
No, we're 213. Our total grant request is 213.
Okay, so what am I missing here?
So total grant request, $213,000.
Yeah.
This is the total quote-unquote project cost, which takes into account all the match that we have in the project. So it's a 50-50, it's a 50% match grant.
So the town is on the hook for 50%?
No.
Who's paying the other 50%?
So
I think a better way to describe it is out of that 50%, the only thing the town is responsible for is the pavilion. Out of the other, it's us doing the trails. So we're paying for the trails part of that 50%.
Okay. I think I follow.
So we've got $529,000. Mm-hmm. We're going to apply for a federal grant for half of it.
Yep.
The other half, the town and SOFTA are going to match. We're going to come up with this funds. The town is going to be on the hook for the pavilion. If we say 10 grand in stone columns, which I'm going to say no, the pavilion kit 60, the 15 for the install and some picnic tables.
Right.
That's what the town has to come up with.
Correct.
Soft has got the rest baked into, you know, the top nine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then a fair amount of soft is covering the playgrounds too.
We had it in there. Because it's just the amount of like permitting and stuff that we have to do on the front end. And then there was another thing that came out in the meeting was I still need to get confirmation on this. In addition to the Act 250, because the grant's being put on by the National Park Service, they may have to do a NEPA study. So I still have to figure out how much time is going to be required to do all the paperwork for dealing with NEPA. Forest Parks and Rec said they would hold hands for that whole process, and that would be decided after you've been chosen for the grant. But they would provide help to get through the NEPA process. But Lauren said she would try and figure out roughly the amount of time that she thinks it's going to take for NEPA. So that would be more that's, you know, considered part of a match that we'd be working on the administrative side of the permitting.
The town is not responsible for reimbursing SOFTA for the expenses that you guys are covering up front?
No.
Okay. Understood.
Sorry. Really?
We got it on the recording.
Right. To be even clearer, VIMBA would be helping us front our upfront costs for the project.
Yeah, Bob.
So there would be nothing required from the town.
Okay. Understood.
Cool.
How you feeling? Good?
I feel great. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
all right. So I know what I need to do.
You and Bob are both here. We need to revisit this discussion of the lease, mm-hmm. which has a new dynamic thrown into it, which I'll briefly update you on. Last week, the governor announced a proposal to greatly consolidate school districts across the state. I think there's 52 currently, and the plan was to consolidate down to five. The school district currently has the Stratton School District has a very large fund balance because we've been intentionally setting aside money for years because we were told the weighting study is going to very negatively impact Stratton. So that proved not to be true. We're sitting on a $1.5 million fund balance that we need to now figure out how to spend down so that if we're absorbed into another district,
we don't have to give it away.
Oh, my God.
Eliminating the $120,000 rental fee to the rec area would be one way that the school district can spend down their fund balance.
Right.
So,
because refresh my memory on how we own the school district owns the rec, right?
And we cut them a check for $10,000 a month.
We rent it. The town rents it from the school district.
So that $120,000 offsets the school budget, which greatly reduces the education tax.
It'll take a while.
They were already intending to use up $108,000 of it this year. If we eliminate the rec area lease for fiscal year 26, that's another $120,000. And then if the town opted to not transfer the PILT revenue, which you've done for the last several years as another means to lower the education tax rate, they would reduce it by almost $300,000 next year. Still, they would have a substantial balance. So I guess the question now becomes, is it worth looking into the school district transferring the property back to the town so we don't run the risk of losing that as well? I don't know when this consolidation is actually going to go into effect, but...
If it goes into effect. He's tried this before.
Well, what's your two cents, Bob?
So my two cents is you probably want to do any transfers earlier than later, because once it hits, like when they created all these unified union districts and towns, you know, you were told you're part of this, all of your assets became the assets of the new district. So you don't want this big fund here or the rec center land to be part of a district that's being run by somebody up in Rutland or something.
In our deed, we specifically have the clause that for no money you transfer that.
Right.
If the district goes away or is combined with other districts, it goes away. Do you have a copy of that?
Well, in the lease agreement.
No, in the deed.
I didn't bring the deed.
Oh, okay.
It does
mention it specifically.
So there's something in the deed that essentially says...
Yeah,
should the district change, the land defaults back to the town or something?
Yes.
Yes.
It says that, yes. But it's also in that lease agreement as well.
So what we did with the lease agreement, we tried to make it 25
probably
years
Bob's
to
idea.
Apply
for the federal statute.
For the federal grant, okay? Right. But then with regard to the $120,000 per year, giving the school board the authority to waive that in the best interest of the town, so it's kind of broad, but that way you can say, nope, we don't want it this year, and spend it down. And then giving the town the option to purchase it for $1. The way I wrote it was, in the event that the lessor, the school district, either ceases to be an independent school district under Vermont law or is forced to merge with or into a larger unified union school district. In the event that the lessor school district ceases to be an independent Vermont school district, it shall provide notice to the lessee within 5 days of receipt of the notice of the intent, essentially to get the ball rolling for the town to say, okay, we're going to buy it for a dollar. So,
but we need to, if it comes into fruition that way, we still have to vote on it, both sides, school district and town.
It would make sense to authorize the select board and whether you do it in...
Well, they have to vote it at the town meeting.
Right, that's what I'm saying, is if you did it at town meeting,
and
but you're authorizing both on the school district, have one vote on each, authorizing each board to do this. Then I think you can play it out a little bit, see where the legislature's going, but I don't want you to get caught at the end of the legislative session where they say, you know, everything
is happening.
It's like a tricky, I don't want to jump the gun, but we also need to prepare because it's going to happen eventually.
Could we word our, could we do this at this town meeting and word the article to give the discretion to the two boards?
Yes.
From the voters to the two boards. At a date sometime in the future, not necessarily in the next year.
I think this is going to happen within the next year if it does happen.
Well,
right,
but if you just gave the discretion,
I wouldn't limit it by a year. I would just give the discretion to each.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Because once you have that discretion, you don't have to act on it right away.
Exactly.
And it would be good.
Right. That was my question. Yeah. I meant if we don't want to do it within the year, but out further than the current year we're voting for.
Yeah.
The year we're voting
for. I wouldn't put a limitation on it either on the short end or the long end.
Okay.
Just authorize each board to do it.
At their discretion.
Yeah.
At the board's discretion.
Yeah.
At each board's discretion.
Because the school district will have to give their board.
Right. Yeah. The school board's going to have to say, okay,
town gives
sell it back.
The selectmen their discretion.
And we say, okay, yeah, buy it.
And so if we do this 3 years down the road, then it's legal to do.
Yeah.
Right.
So the school board meets Wednesday night to sign their warning for the annual meeting, and I'm going to recommend that they waive the lease fee for FY26, which is going to affect your budget. So I think the intent was that we could adjourn this meeting to a date and time Wednesday, and that way you can sign your warnings at that meeting.
Yeah, so tomorrow we can prepare the two warnings to coordinate that issue.
Because I'll have to reduce your budget and reduce the revenue in their budget, and then adjust the warnings accordingly.
And, right, get the articles into both warnings to do this discretionary transfer.
Okay.
And
any word on the funding yet? What's going to happen with that? They're going to give back some of that pilot money that they had in reserve.
No. That's
going forward.
That is,
give it to them.
They don't get any back. You guys are going to direct where that pilot money gets budgeted to. Several years ago,
I thought they were returning it to the town.
Several years ago, So here's how it works now. Several years ago, the selectmen may have the right to make the decision, and they made the decision for all the PILT money to go to the school district.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, we got that on the agenda to have the selectmen vote to have the PILT money go into the general fund.
So it'll be used as an offsetting revenue.
I'm talking about the money the state has, the 30% they took out for the PILT money.
PILT is the federal government.
The PILT has just been going to the school district every year, and it's been an offsetting revenue to reduce their budget.
Right. So all the money that's raised from PILT money, 30% of that the state took, and they have that in the bank.
No, that's on your, do you have a 1%?
No.
No?
We do have 1%. That's on the PILT money.
Well, whatever it is.
They do get 30%. They do. From day one.
Right? They have from day one.
Yeah. But that's not... That's not something that you guys voted to send wherever. All we can deal with at this point is...
No, I'm just asking if they heard anything from it.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. Okay.
All the money that was raised, the PILT money was raised, 30% of that was taken and held in reserve by the state.
Okay.
And we got the other percentage, whatever it was.
That again. Yeah.
So...
Sorry, y'all.
Anyway,
can't help you.
So the PILT money, which is the payment in lieu of taxes that we get from the for having so much national forest land here in town, has always been directed. Our whatever we get here goes directly into the school funds.
Yep.
And what we want to do is what. You guys need to do is vote to have that
go to the general
fund. The general fund.
Yeah. Whoever receives that is supposed to get that 30% back. That's what they're talking about.
Well, I mean, that's a separate issue to be determined later. You know, either way we slice it, we need to deal with this now.
Yeah. Okay. So the plan is when we end this meeting tonight, we're going to adjourn to a date and time specific to Wednesday night at 6:15. That's when the school board meets.
I'm going to recommend they remove both those sources of revenue from their offsetting revenues so they can further spend down the fund balance. And then
the two warnings will coordinate budget wise and article wise for doing the
contingency approval vote, if you want to call it that.
The approval. And we should be set to go for March meeting.
So we need to go to Wednesday's meeting.
Yeah.
That was the takeaway.
Let's get here early so we get our seats.
And on that amendment, for the life of me, I couldn't get that black.
I could not get them out either.
I'll ask my secretary if she can fool that and email that to
you. Or at least, even deleting the paragraph. Anyway, it was a problem.
For the life of me.
I don't know what that is that got turned on there. It's
on me.
Something got turned on. You don't want to turn on.
If I turned it on, I don't know how to turn it
off. You're not even wearing a bow tie.
So.
All right.
Okay. We're set?
I think you're set with me, right?
So
anything else on your...
Out of that, maybe I missed it.
Your takeaway is 25 years.
I'm well aware of that. But the other takeaway that I was looking for is, are you going to...
Roll in 15 or something.
Is the lease going to be done before town meeting day? Or are we now doing the lease on
town? It'll have to be after town meeting day because...
No, I think you would want to do this before town meeting day so you can give the authority to the school board to waive the 120.
Well... The school board needs to make the decision
on Wednesday waive it for fiscal year 26.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, when we submit the grant, the full application, March 15th, we need to include the documentation showing that the town has ownership of the property for 25 years.
So can the lease be drafted so that, because, well, I mean, we're the...
Well, the lease does mention that.
The lease gives you that because right now, the town has a right for 25 years as a leaseholder. But if anything changes, it comes back to us. With the school, and we want to be able to say the school district and the select board can get together and say, hey, we're going to transfer this over to the town. Then the town's the owner.
Right.
So in both instances, you don't have to worry about it. You're dealing with the town.
Right.
Either way this works, it goes to, it's going to be,
it's you dealing with the town. And I think the federal government will be really pumped that it says it defers back. I just wanted to make sure that we would have the document to submit to the state when we put all the paperwork in for the grant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the intention would be to have that ready for Wednesday night so that they, once they approve it, they can sign that.
That's what I was missing was the timeline.
That wouldn't go into effect until 26th, July 1st, or would that mean they would eat the cost of the rest of the
They have a right to waive it, but we're still in this year. They can still collect right up to the end of
So the language will state that they're going to waive the fiscal year. It doesn't say, it says they can waive it.
Would it make sense for them to potentially waive it effective Wednesday night to spend down the balance even more?
Well, that's what I was thinking was happening, but I think you're living inside the fiscal year here,
and how it's all set up for this year. It would be a $50,000 deficit this year if they didn't collect it for the rest of this fiscal year, which would buy down the
fund another 50K.
That's fine.
Oh, if that's okay with you. I mean, that was the only reason
fine
I thought.
With me, I'll run it by run it by Heidi and the board again. But sure, that sounds fine.
Okay.
So we got to come up with another.
But ultimately, if we get that Wednesday for their meeting. Then they can approve it and sign it, and then that will be
effective
regardless of whether they decide to make a waiver for July of 25 or do it immediately at the town meeting, because that's their decision. Their school board is their decision.
Pull that formatting in the morning and get it to you.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Somebody's got to be able to figure out this.
I played around there. I know what to do in the area, and I could not find where that
I think it has to do when I take things back and forth between PDFs and Word.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Remove style. Right click, remove style.
Remove all
files. I'm not sure what you're trying to do. Usually when you copy and paste, there's a thing like
No, this has like a little highlight area in it that's black. And it's locked in there.
I tried to add like the color thing, but no color. I
thought maybe it was an underline. I tried to mess with that. Yeah. Anyway,
I have one more thing about Stratton Town Forest that's not Nature Conservancy related. There's been a rash of people that don't know how to drive going down and getting stuck in an inch of snow.
Yeah.
I'd like to, at the top of the driveway, post a sign saying,
Don't get stuck.
Enter at your own risk. Do not bother the neighbors. You know, this is your own whatever.
Sure.
But just to tell them, like, because
they won't read it anyway.
It's just pulling into the park line, you know?
With an inch and a half.
There was a FedEx guy stuck down there the other day.
Do you plow that, Steve?
You know, somebody can pull back in there and say, well, I got stuck because I was pulling in trying to read that damn sign.
Everybody refused to plow it until we shore pack it. We couldn't shore pack it because we weren't allowed to do any work. So now I'm stuck going over there with the snowblower twice a week, blowing, until we can make the park.
What do they have for tires? Summer tires?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, people are stupid.
You wouldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah. You would have no idea.
They live down country.
The snowmobile club posts just all over the state. It seems like there's more people driving on trails this year than ever before.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
You know, so I just want to put a sign up so at least we can set, you know, this way Gary, Nick, and all those guys feel like, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do until we sort everything out. So here's what we can do in the meantime. But, yeah, like I'm going over there 2-3 times a week with a freaking snowblower to scrape out an inch of snow. Although yesterday I was able to use the leaf blower.
And somebody can't go, like, with a, like one of your neighbors there doesn't have a tractor with a bucket that...
Nobody wants to help with anything. It amazes me. So I either walk the excavator up the street and do it, or I'll bring the snowblower over. I mean, eventually I'll just get a snowplow, but I wasn't planning on that this year. You know, we'll get like a side-by-side or mini
I'll
truck.
I'll plow for like $400 a swipe.
Love you. But I'd like to put that sign up, so whatever.
Thanks, Bob.
Enjoy your night.
Yeah,
see you later. Thank you, Bob.
So what we want to do now then
is adjourn.
I mean,
we did. Yeah. Yeah. So what we want to do now is just go ahead and change the.
We want to go over the purchasing policy.
We just want to change that bill.
Yeah, keep it in the general fund instead.
Yeah. So a motion to
make a motion to direct the PILT money to the general fund.
Are we done with all my items?
Yes.
Awesome.
All concur.
Thank
you. Okay, so that's done now, whatever you know the first one.
Well, purchasing policy, I can go over with them too, since I was the one. The amendment to the purchasing policy, number
right
six.
To the bottom.
The agenda.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay, whichever one you want to do first.
So, a couple meetings back, I think it was when I came to the budget meeting.
All right, guys, thanks.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve.
Have a good one, bud.
The fact that Victor Rivas wanted to apply for the grant to help us update our emergency management plan. I had a pre-award monitoring meeting with the state to make sure we were in compliance to accept federal funds. They had an issue with our purchasing policy saying that it didn't meet the requirements.
That last line where we said we can do whatever we want.
I've added some verbiage and sent it back to them, and there's a draft here if you guys would consider adopting the amendment to it. It just added a section to include written procedures for determining allowability of costs, so making sure the costs that we were paying were actually allowable to be paid under the grant. That was the only change that was made.
So moved.
Second.
Would you like to read it?
Get all this
I trust her.
Yeah, me too.
Well, one of those things we do. Dan,
she just
do
said what it was.
Come on, we got to get onto the ethics liaison so we can appoint Coop.
Yeah!
I wonder if he's got snow tires for his golf cart.
Down in Florida? I guess he's probably got snow.
Yeah, they got
it,
right?
Not that.
Sure.
Down where he is?
You want a piece of gum?
No, thanks.
Anybody?
Yeah, yes. I would love one, please. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Buy them by the dozen. One of them myself.
Okay, Brad, how are we?
We're waiting for you to read the amendment to the purchasing policy.
I can point you to exactly
where it is. We've got it right here. But
if they care about seeing, this is the verbiage that I added, which you probably don't care about. But allowability of costs, that's how we're going to determine the costs are allowable. So if you approve of those four bullet points, that's the only change to the policy.
We trust you and Allison.
That's right.
Does anybody think we could backcharge Softa for the cumulative time that Steve has spent interrupting Bob Fisher? Shut the fuck up, guy. Sorry.
All the extra,
I mean, like, you had a great idea.
You talked
over it, you forgot it, and then he told you how great it was.
Sign that.
Bleak or red?
Well, Allison wanted to go with the personnel.
Am I up for that?
The who?
I mean, yeah, let's cover everything Allie's got.
Personnel issue.
Personnel matters.
So I believe discussing the employment of a public officer or employee falls under the instances in which you can go into executive session. So if somebody
make a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. It is recording again.
Oh, right, thank you.
No worries. Allie, have a good night.
Thank you.
We don't do it to a Comcast, do we?
They're my favorite.
Take it out.
See you, thank you.
Yep. Good morning.
Yep, maybe not at seven, it's well past my bedtime.
Oh, mine too.
Yeah, mine too.
Oh, my.
Okay, ethics.
Oh, yeah, I have none.
Even appointment, I've already started it, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just, it just makes sense to have the office that.
Make a motion to appoint Kent Young, ethics liaison.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Congrats, Ken.
Thank you.
Did you guys get the?
I did see that email, I didn't get into it too far yet.
If you look at that, it's pretty simple. And it's a YouTube thing, you can go through it a couple of times and then just go and take a test.
Do we want to do this Act 250 anniversary resolution?
Do what?
Act 250, they want a committee from every town or somebody from every town to plan a 250 year anniversary of the state, so.
The 250th is the national.
Yeah, it's the national 250.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Needed it this Sunday, right? Marcucci's.
I hope so. The kid's five.
I'm going to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
So moved.
When are you guys using it? This Sunday?
Sunday, I believe. That's what they said last Sunday.
Didn't do it last Sunday.
We're catching up from being sick. We weren't still sick, so I just bring you, I don't know.
Anybody have a winter calling schedule?
What is it?
I do, yeah.
I got like
yours?
I got one. How sick is Chris? How sick is Chris, I wonder?
I don't know.
Candy said she was so damn sick she'd never hurt so much in all her life.
She just had COVID too?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she was all out last week with it.
There's a lot of it around again.
She said that was more painful than any flu she's dealt with before.
Candy said that? The first time she ever had it? Or?
COVID? No.
No,
she's had it. She's had it a couple of times.
Wow.
So we got to adjourn to Wednesday at 6:15.
Yeah, just come in and ensure that they get through that. Those changes.
Same way we did.
Yeah.
We Do I need to sign that? I figured it was just an Al thing.
Well, you know what? Might as well do the whole board. Make it look, yeah, official.
I'm kind of upset we didn't appoint two for the ethics liaison.
Yeah, could have.
Well, shoot him a text tonight.
We gotta give him one shit job.
Shoot him a text tonight and just tell him we did.
Yeah. You've been appointed. Send him the information. Send him the letter on the liaison business.
Did you send him those emails, Tim, from the ethics committee? Yeah. Get this shit done because we just appointed you to.
We're getting an email back. I quit.
All right, so I make a are we all set? I make a motion we adjourn till 6:15 Wednesday the.
What time is it?
6:29.
6:15.
Meeting minutes, right? Or did we?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, good. All right.
We have to second the motion.
We adjourn.
We adjourn.
All right.